We do have a visiting priest in the confessional, one of Father Peter's seminary professors, Father Francesco. So if you want to practice your Italian, or you want your sins to be taken over the seas after your confession, feel free to take advantage of that opportunity. Or if you're just looking for a smart and holy priest, you got one in there. I have this odd connection in my brain between this gospel reading about being invited to feasts and banquets and the need for humility and a little event that happened when I was in college. One of my roommates was a foreigner, an Indian, who we would invite to our family gatherings for Christmas and Thanksgiving and so on, so that he had a place to be. A little bit lacked social graces, cultural differences maybe. So he came one year for Thanksgiving, and the next year my mom asked him if he was going to join us again for Thanksgiving. And he said, "I don't know. I might get a better offer." What he meant, of course, was that he's only here for a short time, and so if he had an opportunity to experience something different, that he would probably take that opportunity. But you know, his humble heart, you know, it seems like a strange answer, but really he was being honest and he was being humble in sharing that. So humility is really being grounded in reality, being honest about who we are, knowing our place, accepting that place, and rejoicing in that place that God has where God has established us. However honored or hidden that place might be, if we know it, if we embrace it, if we rejoice in it, that's when we're truly humble. So someone with great power and authority and honored could be a very humble person. And someone who is often overlooked could also be a prideful person. So it's more about the interior disposition, about accepting where we are and rejoicing in it. Some of you know that I just spent the last week in the wilderness, not in the Dalles, okay. I was in the Boundary Waters on a little retreat with some young adults. Made me feel a little bit older than I normally feel, but that experience is often something that humbles. I don't know if you've had a chance to experience just being away, being out in the grandeur and the beauty of God's creation. We were in the Boundary Waters. A couple of things that really stuck out to me. Just the power of the wind, right, when you're paddling, can either make it really pleasant if you're going the right direction, or it can make it exceptionally difficult. We stopped in this little cove to make sure we were on the right heading, and the wind was just really, really blowing in. And it took all of our power just to make it the 10 meters to get out of the cove and around the corner back into the wind. In fact, one of the boats got shoved to the other shore and we had to go rescue it. So the power of nature, something that humbles. Right? When you're out there, you're totally vulnerable to the elements, to the rain, to the cold, to the wind. Another humbling thing, how small and vulnerable we are. Or just being up there in northern Minnesota, hours from the next town, and then the night sky. And you see the stars that you forgot how many and how beautiful, how stunning the grandeur, the vastness of God's creation, much greater than just the lake that we were on, the whole universe. So humbling, those experiences. That's part of the reason why I like to go. Reminds me of the author Stephen Crane, who, looking up at the stars, his conclusion was, "I am a speck in the universe." Right? How tiny we are in the grand scheme of things. But so the problem with Stephen Crane is that that led him to a kind of despair, right, at how tiny he is, right? But it doesn't need to, okay? That would be something that we would call false humility. Just because I'm small, therefore I'm insignificant. That's not at all the way that God sees it. That's not at all being grounded in the reality, in the truth of the matter that God has revealed to us. Rather, the depths of God's love that's been revealed to us, it should astound us all the more. Astound us all the more that as little as we are the apple of his eye. His eye is on the sparrow. So that beauty of nature is kind of like a peephole, right? How its grandeur, its vastness. But you look through the peephole of nature and you realize how much greater is the vastness, the beauty, and the grandeur of God. All of creation related to him and his glory is a speck, right? So that just kind of begins to open up the horizons for us. And that's ever more humbling, isn't it? When we really contemplate who God is, his majesty, his glory, we become smaller and smaller. And yet this God came to us. And yet this God, after we had rejected him and said, we don't need you, we don't want you, we don't want your ways, we want to be in control, we want our own ways, he still loved us. And he sent his only son, what was most precious to him, to die for us, to prove how much he loved us. He cared for you. He thought of you. He wanted to empty himself so that you might know his love. God has little old me, a speck in the universe, in mind. And he gave what was most precious for me. The master and creator of the universe thinks of you. You are always present before his mind. What a beautiful thing. That's how we become grounded in reality. Not just knowing how small we are, but knowing the power, the overwhelming power of God's love and mercy. Now, of course, Jesus is the model of all humility for us. Jesus, the King of Kings, Jesus, the creator of the universe, took on our human nature, right? He was a vulnerable, helpless baby. He lowered himself and was baptized. Although he was not in need of repentance, he did that act of humility, of being baptized. He lowered himself to eat with the sinners, to touch the lepers, right? Again and again, Jesus humbled himself, emptied himself, even to the point of being falsely accused, being beaten, not saying a word, and dying for us. The one who holds all power in his hands was willing to become entirely powerless. The author of life was willing to die to show us what humility is. And in the supreme act that we are able to take part in, and that soon we will have a whole chapel dedicated to, Jesus humbled himself to be present to us in what looks like a simple host of bread and a few drops of wine, the simplest of our elements of human sustenance. He, the God of the universe, hides himself in that form. Again and again, Jesus humbles himself to be our model and to prove to us the depths of God's love. So Jesus chose this path of humility, and we must do the same if we want to be his disciples, if we want to be his followers. We are indeed tiny in the grand scheme of things, just a speck in the universe. But that makes the revelation of God's tremendous love in our hearts all the more remarkable, amazing. We want to be humble, know that love, contemplate that love, accept that love, and rejoice in it. Rejoice in that gift. As small as we are, God loves us so much, and we are always in front of his mind, the speck, the apple in his eye. And then we'll be on the true path to humility, because we will be grounded in that reality of what God has revealed for us of his love.